Right now it is time to bring in Mike Causey and to check on sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm fair.
Okay.
Fighting something.
It's that time of year. It's that time of year when you get warmer days and cold nights and warmer days and cold nights and you get older. Wait till you reach 67, Mike. You'll be fighting something every day.
I hope I get there.
You will. All right. Well, we can start off sports with news out of the NFL.
Yeah, I guess they were jealous of baseball, huh?
Craig Robinson arrested for allegedly possessing, listen to this now, folks. I'm a believer in marijuana, okay, legal marijuana. But when you possess 157 pounds of marijuana, it goes on from that's far more than recreational, folks. That's just crazy. Well, anyways, now he could face up to 20 years in prison.
I hope so.
Now, also involved with his arrest was the arrest of the free agent wide receiver, Quan Bray.
Who?
Quan Bray.
I thought that was like feng shui. It was some kind of a oriental thing.
And guess where they were caught? This will really blow your mind.
Where were they caught? In one of them smoke shops?
Crossing the United States-Mexico border.
There you go.
It was stored inside several large duffel bags in the rear cargo area of a vehicle they were driving.
I hope he goes to jail.
157 pound. This is the crazy thing about it. Okay, he was set to become an unrestricted free agent.
Well, he'll be an unrestricted free agent in prison. He'll be playing for the Mean Machine.
Just amazing.
Hey, but that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Okay, which one did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were going to talk about the playoffs expanding to 87 teams.
Well, that was going to be third on the list. I was going to give the good news about the NASCAR driver who was
and
around.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
Well, that shows all the improvements that they've made in the cars.
Not kidding.
A lot of people complained about the improvements they put in after the death of, what's his name, was it Waltrip?
Dale Earnhardt.
Yeah, Earnhardt, yeah. And it's obvious that they worked, because there's no way, if you looked at that crash 5 or 10 years ago, he's dead. He's gone. He's gone. And he was up and around with his kids.
Walked out. I mean, no problem.
That's just a great thing to see.
Yeah.
So now we can go on to, once again, the watering down of baseball.
Football.
Football, pardon me, football. Yeah, baseball's already watered down. Football.
Yeah, that's already damaged. So now they want all four conference winners or division winners, all four division winners to get a bye, and then you're going to have 6 wild card games. That's pretty good, huh?
Unbelievable.
So if I could do the math right,
that's 10 out of 32.
Wild card games means that that's 12 teams.
And then you've got the four.
And
so
then
that's
you
60.
Have four on each side. That's another 8.
That's half the league.
No, it's two-thirds of the league. 20 teams make the playoffs.
Amazing.
That's good. More TV money. That's all it's about. More TV money.
I
guess out of 20 teams, there's going to have to be at least 4 or 5 with less than a .500 record that make it.
You see, I think the only change they should make is that division winners that finish with a record far worse than wild card players, it should be going by your record. By your record. I always thought that. I don't think it's fair when you put a team like from the NFC East in the playoffs in a home position, and they've got the home advantage, and they've got a record that's 3 or 4 games worse than the team they're playing.
You could have East and West and Central and South and East of the border or whatever you want to do as far as divisions go, just for scheduling, and then just put everybody in one pot. You have the AFC and you have the NFC. The first 6 teams make it from each conference, and top 2 get a bye. Yeah. It doesn't matter what division you're in. Just make divisions for scheduling purposes only, and you have the top 6 teams from each conference make it.
I agree with that. That's the way it should be.
This way you have no qualms about division winners or anything. And, you know, for people that are, you know, die hard, they're going to say, no, you got to have a division winner. But, you know, if your team is a wild card team and you're, 11-5 and some division winner gets in at 9-7 and they get a bye and you don't, you're not going to be singing that same tune, are you? So this way, if you have just scheduling purposes only for divisions, so you have your East, your West, like they still do now, but then your record just gets thrown in one pot and the top six make it and the top two on each side get a bye. Pretty easy, right?
Yep.
But no, we got to have 20 teams make it now. So football was already off my list. Now it just got erased from the list. I won't watch it at all.
Amazing.
I won't even watch. I don't watch it at all. I watched half the Super Bowl this year. Next year I'll watch none. It was the first time I watched half in 5 years. Now it's just erased from the memory banks.
All right. See, we're a couple of Major League Baseball teams have raised the salary for some of their minor league players. Giants and Cubs are doing that. Listen to this, though. This is the sad thing when you look at this. Major League Baseball informed programs on Friday it would be raising minimum salaries for minor leaguers in 2021. The increases range 38% to 72%. Sounds great, right? Depending on the level. That means players, listen to this now, with the raise, 38% to 72%, okay, will earn between $4,800 or $14,000 for a full season at AAA.
No way. That's impossible. $4,800 for a season?
For rookie ball. And for,
oh, that's not AAA. That's rookie ball. That's only 2 months of playing.
Well, you didn't listen to me. $4,800 for rookie ball and $14,000 for AAA. But that's after raising
impossible.
That's coming right from the NFL players, the Players Association and the
Is that as a first-year player in AAA, like if you just got drafted or signed and you go to AAA, you get $14,000 your first year? It can't be for somebody that's been playing for like 5 or 6 years.
The highest paid players for AAA for the 5 month season belong to the Giants. They get $15,000 for a 5 month season.
That's not right. That's impossible because you have players in the minor leagues that are playing with major league contracts and they have to get a major league minimum. If you're affiliated with a team for more than 3 years, you either have to get a major league minimum contract or you have to get released. So there's a bunch of players in the minor leagues making a hell of a lot more money than that. That story's not accurate.
Well, the major league minimum is $563,000 a year. That's the major league minimum.
Mm-hmm. If you have a player that you want to keep in your system, and it's either, I'm not 100% sure, it's 3 or 5 years, for you to maintain the rights to that player, you have to guarantee them a major league minimum contract.
Well, that's different. I'm just talking about if you've got a minor league contract and minor league contract only.
These guys are playing in a minor league.
I know, but they don't have a minor league contract only.
What I'm saying. Are these first-year players in the minor league?
These are anybody that doesn't hold any major league experience.
Mm-hmm.
And that could be first, second, third. It could be a journeyman player in minor league ball.
They would get more than that.
Yeah, investigate it. You'll see. It's.
I'll check it out.
But that's even after the raise that I was talking about. That's pretty. These guys do play for the love of the game, obviously.
Well, they play for the opportunity.
Yeah.
They play for the opportunity for the big money.
Yep.
But you know what that story doesn't say is a lot of these guys that were, you know, top 5 round draft picks, they got a couple $1 million to sign. So that money's there. It's not like, you know, you walked in off the street and you're going to work in Burger King for $9 an hour that you just, you know, all right, you're going to sign a contract with the Indians and you're going to get $14,000 a year. Chances are you signed at least a six-figure signing bonus when you were drafted. So that money's there. So it's not as bad as it sounds.
All right.
Some people don't. But that's the risk you take. I mean, if you're a borderline player and you get drafted and you're not getting a lot of money to sign, well, you're rolling the dice with the opportunity because if you don't improve, you're not going to get signed. You're not going to get drafted again. If you improve, you'll get more money. So it's the chance the players take. They're going into it knowing what they're getting. It's not like they're getting surprised with it.
All right. Anything else before we head to our forecast?
Yeah, the Islanders lost again.
Not good.
They can't win on the road. They lost 3-1 to Colorado, and their chances are becoming borderline now to make the playoffs. But the Rangers beat the Blackhawks yesterday. I think it was 6-1. They scored 5 in the third period. And a friend of mine, through business, dropped the puck for the opening faceoff, a member of the 80 Olympic team, Jack O'Callaghan.
All right. Well, we don't have to worry about the Rangers making the playoffs, so.
Well, if I live to 67, they might make the playoffs.
All right.
I might see him make the playoffs, but I don't know.
All right, I'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.